Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stoicism: How to Use Stoic Philosophy to Find Inner Peace and Happiness, authored by Jason Hemlock, serves as a modern guide to understanding and applying ancient Stoic wisdom in today's fast-paced world. Stoicism, an enduring philosophy that originated in ancient Greece and Rome, teaches the development of self-control, resilience, and virtue as the path to achieving emotional well-being and wisdom. Hemlock's work distills complex Stoic principles into practical advice, aiming to equip readers with tools to navigate life's challenges with grace and poise. This book is not just a theoretical exploration, but a practical handbook designed to bring about transformative changes in the reader's approach to life, highlighting the relevance of Stoic philosophy in contemporary society. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding Stoicism. Stoicism posits that our quality of life is determined not by our external circumstances, but by our attitudes and reactions to those circumstances. This chapter introduces the roots of Stoic philosophy, originating from Zeno of Citium in ancient Greece, and its evolution through Roman thinkers like Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius. Stoicism teaches the importance of living in accordance with nature, and understanding that while we cannot control everything that happens to us, we can control our responses. The Stoic focuses on cultivating personal virtue and wisdom, striving for inner peace by managing one's desires, fears, and impulses through rational thought. Secondly, the four cardinal virtues, central to Stoic philosophy, are the four cardinal virtues: wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. Wisdom encompasses knowledge and insight necessary to live a good life. Courage is the ability to confront fear, uncertainty, and pain. Justice involves dealing fairly and kindly with others, and temperance relates to self-control and moderation. Hemlock provides readers with practical examples of how these virtues can be incorporated into daily life, underscoring their relevance in making ethical decisions, facing adversity with poise, and maintaining personal integrity in a complex world. Through cultivating these virtues, individuals can achieve a state of eudaimonia, or flourishing. Thirdly, the dichotomy of control. A key concept in Stoicism introduced by Epictetus is the dichotomy of control, which categorizes things into those within our control, our thoughts, feelings, and behavior, and those outside it, others' opinions, wealth, status. Hemlock elaborates on how understanding and applying this distinction can significantly reduce frustration and anxiety in everyday life. By focusing our energy and concern on what we can control and letting go of what we cannot, we cultivate mental resilience and peace. This chapter offers strategies for recognizing this dichotomy in various life scenarios and practical tips for shifting focus towards our sphere of influence, which is crucial for achieving happiness and serenity. Fourthly, practical Stoicism in daily life. Jason Hemlock outlines how to apply Stoic principles to modern living, providing actionable advice for handling stress, setbacks, and interpersonal conflicts. This chapter details practices such as morning reflections on what virtues to embody for the day, evening reflections on achievements and areas for improvement, and premeditatio malorum, the visualization of potential challenges as a preparation method. These exercises aim to develop mindfulness, gratitude, and a robust mindset that thrives in adversity. Hemlock emphasizes that Stoicism is not about suppressing emotions, but about recognizing and redirecting them towards productive ends. Lastly, overcoming obstacles with Stoicism. This section delves into how Stoicism provides a framework for facing life's inevitable challenges, whether personal loss, professional setbacks, or everyday annoyances. Hemlock shares stories and examples where adopting a Stoic attitude led to overcoming seemingly insurmountable obstacles. The chapter focuses on the importance of perspective, viewing obstacles as opportunities for growth and learning rather than insurmountable hurdles. By redefining our relationship with failure and adversity, Stoicism offers a path to resilience and inner strength, teaching us that what matters most is not what happens to us, but how we react to it. In conclusion, Stoicism: How to Use Stoic Philosophy to Find Inner Peace and Happiness is a valuable resource for anyone seeking to lead a more contented, resilient, and meaningful life. Jason Hemlock presents Stoicism, not as an academic curiosity, but as a living, breathing guide to better navigating the complexities of the modern world. This book is particularly suited for individuals looking for actionable ways to cultivate mental toughness, emotional intelligence, and a deep-seated sense of tranquility. By embedding Stoic principles into daily practices, readers can discover pathways to inner peace and happiness that endure regardless of external circumstances. Hemlock's work is an invitation to embrace a philosophy that has empowered individuals for centuries, proving its timeless significance for achieving personal excellence and well-being. If you would like to support Jason Hemlock, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.